So, when we are living in society, we often feel that it is our duty to satisfy, say, certain people, certain family members, or certain social obligations. And in trying to look good in these different social mirrors, we end up compromising our bhakti practices. So, how do we balance between the two? Yes, see, the easiest way to make ourselves miserable is to try to satisfy everyone. Only God can do that. And actually, even God can't do that. He can do that, but when people have a certain perspective, specific desire that they're attached to, then even God can't satisfy them. Say, the point is, we always have to make decisions. So we start with basics and we move forward. So, for example, we decide based on our priorities what is important for us. And at different phases in our life, different things may be important. So, for example, if I'm studying in a college, then my professor, my project guide, the person is important for me. If I'm working at a job, my boss is important for me. If I'm in a family, my immediate family members are important for me. My distant relatives may not be that important. So, we basically have to grade the different people in our lives in terms of how important they are. And then we can decide these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these are the people whom I am going to primarily satisfy. And then we can, okay, these people at this level, these people at this level. But there's some people who are very important for us, some people not so important for us. And we have to know that. Every time we say yes to a particular person, we may be ending up saying no to somebody else. So, if say I have a limited time and I decide to spend that time with person X, then that means I'm not spending that time with person Y. And if Y happens to be more important than X for me, then I'm actually creating trouble for myself. So, basically, this is a matter of priority. Prabhupada explains in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that buddhi. Intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. So, if we sometimes can take guidance from some senior devotees if required, but if we just in a sattvic way, calmly, we think, what are my life's priorities right now? Okay, right now, my career is my priority, or this is my priority, this is my priority, whatever it is. And in terms of our priority, we decide which people are important for us. And which particular activities we need to do accordingly. So, the tendency is to actually feel that the spiritual is something which can just be done later. This social is what I need to do now. This social I have to do now. And that way we just keep postponing the spiritual. So, it's good if we decide that we have some basic commitment to the spiritual that is non-negotiable. And we just do that no matter what. And beyond that, according to time, place, circumstances, we can vary. So that means that at certain times, say if we have exams, if we have a major project deadline, if we have family and then there is pregnancy in the family, there's big sickness in the family, then those are times when we have to be available for doing whatever it takes. So those are emergencies. Now, if emergency-like situations are happening on a daily basis, then that means there's something seriously wrong with our own organization of our life, our own prioritization of things. Then that's where we need to really take stock. And then, okay, no, I'm putting my time in things which are not important. That's why I'm not able to put time in things which are really important. So, if we sit and objectively understand what is of how much importance to us, then we will be able to balance in our lives. And as I said, balance doesn't have to be static. That means that, okay, in this time, the balance means I do this more and I do this less. Another time, balance means I do that more and do this less. So balance can also be dynamic. But the basic principle of balance is that what is important gets the due attention. And other things, they give attention according to their level of importance. And that's why, although in the heat of life, that means when we are doing things, we tend to be in Rajoguna. At A, B, C, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that, I have to do that. And at that time, it's very difficult to make decisions of what I should do or what I should not do. That's why we need some time when we are in Sattva-guna, when we are more calm and more reflective. The decisions about plans, patterns, policies, you know, where these cannot be taken in the heat of the moment. They have to be taken when we are withdrawn from that heat. And then we decide, okay, you know, okay, in this next 2-3 months, this is going to be my priority. And then when I have decided that, then I can say no to this person, I can say no to that person, I can move forwards. So by planning properly, based on our understanding of what is important, what is how important, we can arrive at the balance which is appropriate at that time. And we can adapt that balance also as per change times. Does it answer your question?